Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Salas hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby hits a pop-up beyond second. Wellman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Fermin. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Fermin steals second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fermin moves to third. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. There goes Snyder. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wellman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stillwell strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Swindell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fermin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fermin strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Brown. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Brown steals second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Salas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odibe McDowell pinch runs for Mark Salas. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes McDowell. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. McDowell steals second. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McDowell scores. Jacoby moves to third. Skinner moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Furman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Palacios pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Bob Boone pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.